Now, that plan revealed late yesterday has the same first and last initial as the current health care law, ACA, the Affordable Care Act, but Republicans replaced the first word, affordable. They're calling it the American Health Care Act.
This legislation is a little over 100 pages, and every American can read and understand it. House Republicans promised a deliberate, step-by-step effort to provide relief from Obamacare and give people the health care they deserve. We take that critical first step tomorrow.
That's Representative Kevin Brady of Texas. Two committees in the House will begin the process of approving the bill with votes tomorrow. Now, how might the GOP's plan affect California? Well, let's ask Chad Terhune. He's a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Here in California, we have Medi-Cal, which is just what we call our state's Medicaid program. The new GOP plan changes the formula for Medicaid funding. Can you explain the difference and how that could affect Medi-Cal for us?
Sure. And just to remind people, Medi-Cal, the Medicaid program here in California, is massive. It covers a third of all Californians. Yes, one third of all Californians are on Medi-Cal, covers half of all births in the state, and it's a $100 billion program when you put all the state and federal money together. So that's just a reminder of how giant it is, and it has certainly grown under the Affordable Care Act with a big expansion. So it's added about 5 million Californians since 2014, and nearly 4 million of those came under the expansion. And the expansion was very attractive to states because the federal government was picking up most of the tab. About 95% of the expansion is paid for by the federal government. So states like California have really liked that because they could add a bunch of people and the federal government paid for it. This Republican plan would freeze that starting in 2020 and then lower the funding. So people who got Medi-Cal through the expansion could stay, but no new people under that expansion after 2020.
So just to be clear, the growth that already occurred will remain, but no more new growth.
So, yeah, so starting in 2020, those people could stay on, but the funding drops. So they would keep paying for those expanded people, but no new people under the expansion after year 2020. And then eventually, I think the Republican idea is those people start to drop off the Medi-Cal program as people get jobs, they cycle in and out of the program. So over time, the overall cost of the program would drop. And that's the real focus of the Republicans. They really want to slow down the growth of Medicaid nationally and decrease how much money is having to go into that program.
We're joined by Chad Terhune. He's senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News, and we're trying to understand the American Health Care Act, what the GOP has put forward to replace the Affordable Care Act and how it might affect California. Now, another big change proposed here is how subsidies for insurance premiums are determined. Now, currently, premium subsidies are awarded based on income. What income bracket receives the most help now?
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as people call it, really puts most of the money on a sliding scale. So the people who are lowest income, say $20,000 a year, they get the most help under Obamacare. And then as you go up from there, you get less of a subsidy. This Republican plan is really a dramatic reduction and where that money is going, who gets the most help. They opt for kind of a simpler across-the-board subsidy or tax credit based primarily on age, and it ranges from $2,000 a year up to $4,000 a year. So if you're 20 years old in your 20s, you're getting $2,000. If you're in your 40s, you get about $3,000. And then up to 60 years old, you would get $4,000. So it's a much simpler approach. But when you look at what actually people get today under the Affordable Care Act, under this new system, some people could lose up to $8,000, $12,000 a year in premium subsidies. So just an example, somebody in San Francisco, a lower income person, they get over $12,000 in premium subsidies so they can afford health insurance. Under the Republican plan, that same person who's 60 years old would get $4,000. So that's an $8,000 swing. So that is a huge difference in where the money is going. Now, some people would be winners. Let's say in Los Angeles, where costs are lower, health insurance costs less. Some people get absolutely nothing now under the Republican plan. They would get $2,000 if you're a millennial in Los Angeles. So all of a sudden, when you got zero, all of a sudden you got $2,000 in your pocket to buy health insurance. So there are winners and losers here. But I think in terms of lower income people and older consumers, they would lose money under the Republican plan.
So just don't get old, Chad. I guess that's the lesson, right?
I haven't seen that part of the GOP plan, but maybe it's buried in there somewhere.
Yeah. Now, one of the most controversial pieces of the ACA was the insurance mandate. It created a tax penalty for not having health insurance. First, can you explain why that was so critical for the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, insurance works only if you think of it like a swimming pool. You just want as many people in the pool as possible to spread the cost. Healthcare is expensive. Health insurance is expensive. We all know that. You want as many people paying into the system as possible so we can pay for our neighbor who has cancer or when we get hit by a bus and land in the hospital. So the idea was nobody really wants to pay for health insurance. I mean, all of us would rather spend our money on vacations and iPhones and all sorts of other things. Nobody wants to pay for health insurance. So the idea is you need to have a requirement, particularly those young and healthy people, those young invincibles that think nothing is ever going to happen to them. You have to force them, require them to pay health insurance, and you needed to have a penalty. And that's what Obamacare had. So when you filed taxes, you had to pay a penalty if you didn't have health insurance. And of course, many people didn't like that. Government's telling me what to do. So Republicans have ripped that out. No individual mandate, no penalty. And they've come up with another way at it, which is called continuous coverage. And basically, if you don't keep coverage for longer, if you're out of it for more than 63 days, if you try to come back in, you'll pay a penalty on your health insurance. So not to the IRS, but you would pay 30% more on your health insurance for 1 year. That would be the new penalty.
Now, I guess it would be a stretch to say that the Republican Party is 100% on board with this plan. A lot of conservatives don't like the tax credit idea, and a lot of Republican governors are concerned about changes to Medicare payments. What do you think is most likely to change in this?
Yeah, I have been struck by, this is a real uphill battle. As Donald Trump said recently, health care is really complicated. And this bill shows that. It's just hard, to redo Obamacare. People have gotten used to this. This is very entrenched in the system. You know, love it or hate it, lots of people are getting help right now, either through Medicaid or with their health insurance subsidies. This is going to be hard to undo. And Republicans, as you say, are very split over these tax credits. People think it's just Obamacare light. It's another huge entitlement. And I have been struck by the number of Republicans coming out against this bill very early on, some very strong comments, and a lot of even conservative health policy comments just quickly panning it, calling it a train wreck, and it may even be worse than Obamacare. So I think there's a real uphill fight, but at the same time, this is a campaign promise. Republicans ran on this year after year, and there is a core that just feel like they have to pass a bill to deliver on that.
Chad, if it's okay, we'll check back in with you later to see how this all winds up. That's Chad Terhune, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thank you.